Mr. Speaker, the Supreme Court's decision on June 21, 1989, in the case of Texas versus Johnson, invalidating a Texas flag desecration statute, has aroused the deepest possible concern here in this chamber, in the Congress, across the nation. The flag of the United States holds a unique place in the lives of all Americans. It has flown proudly over us for our two centuries of nationhood. Millions of our soldiers have marched into battle under its colors. Many of their numbers have sacrificed their lives defending the freedoms it stands for. The flag represents not any single set of ideas and beliefs, but rather the unity that has emerged from our diversity as a nation. Texas versus Johnson also called into question the validity of flag protection laws on the books of 47 other states, as well as a provision of the United States Code, and it led to immediate action here in the House. On June 27th, we passed House Resolution 186, expressing this body's profound concern over the High Court's decision. In addition, early in July, the Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Civil and Constitutional Rights began a series of five hearings under Congressman Don Edwards to examine the decision closely, analyze carefully and deliberately just what the Supreme Court actually held in Texas versus Johnson, and to determine the appropriate steps for the Congress to take in order to protect the physical integrity of our flag. H.R. 2978, the legislation before us here today, is a product of those hearings. The committee determined that the court's basis for striking down the Texas statute was that it was aimed at suppressing expressive conduct, conduct protected by the First Amendment. Rather than safeguarding the physical integrity of the flag in all circumstances, the Texas statute made it a crime to abuse the flag in a manner that would, quote, seriously offend one or more persons, end quote. Thus, it focused on the message that the actor was attempting to convey. The current flag protection statute, 18 U.S. Code, Section 700, also attempts to punish the act of flag desecration in a specific, expressive manner. In this case, making it a crime to cast contempt upon the flag by doing certain things to it. The Texas versus Johnson decision is the latest in a series of Supreme Court decisions holding that a flag desecration or misuse statute was an unconstitutional infringement on expression. In all of these cases, the court indicated it would look differently on a content-neutral flag protection statute, one that protected the physical integrity of the flag in all circumstances, one that focused solely on conduct and did not turn on the message being conveyed by the defendant. H.R. 2978 is designed to conform to those decisions and bring federal law within the holdings by removing any language that is content-specific or that focuses on communication. The bill includes a specific exemption for disposal of flags that have become worn or soiled through normal usage and the passage of time, and it contains a provision ensuring that we will have prompt Supreme Court review of the constitutionality of this revised federal flag protection law. Mr. Speaker, I am certain that some members today will urge that we immediately enact a constitutional amendment to protect the flag rather than proceeding on the statutory route embodied here in H.R. 2978. While I would not question the good faith of those who would suggest such a course of action, I believe that we would be irresponsible to move to amend the Constitution without first determining that that was the only option available to us. I think that few in this chamber would dispute the proposition that the Constitution of the United States should be amended only if it is shown to be absolutely, undeniably necessary. This is particularly the case with the Bill of Rights. Those first 10 amendments of our National Charter, which for two centuries have stood unchanged through war and peace in bad times and good, as a protector of every citizen's individual freedoms. H.R. 2978 embodies the judgment of a number of constitutional authorities that a statutory response to Texas versus Johnson can be drafted in a manner that passes constitutional muster. I would say to my colleagues, give this statutory solution a chance to work. We owe nothing less to ourselves, to our constituents, and our Constitution. Mr. Speaker, as I said earlier, the flag stands for all that binds this diverse nation together. It must not be used as a wedge to divide us, and those who would use it as a wedge by desecrating it or by exploiting it deserve nothing but our utter contempt. Let us enact 2978, move it quickly so that the federal government once again will be able to protect the flag in a manner that is consistent with our basic constitutional freedoms.